Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process. I, of course, am your host, Greg Wareham. We got a big day for you today. We have the statistics from the New Jersey Department of Realtors for most recent sales and all the data that we need to know. So I'm going to get right into it, and I'm going to start with the state of New Jersey. So in the month of April, and these reports usually run about 6 weeks behind. So in the month of April, new listings that hit the market in New Jersey, they were up 13.5%. So year over year, from April of last year to April of this year. And that's a great sign. We haven't seen that number going up by double digits in a considerable period of time. And I think all of us that are out there in the field, we're kind of seeing that, right? I know for me, I see a lot more offers that are getting accepted, and that's because there's more inventory in the marketplace. I'd like to chalk it up to the fact that I'm so charming and that the listing agent just wants to do business with me, but I just think there's a lot of inventory out there right now. So that's a move in the right direction. Pending sales are up 10% year over year to about 8,200. Closed sales are up 4.5%, and that's up to 6,700. Median sales price, all right, this is a big number. From April last year to April of this year, the median sales price went from $425,000 to $485,000. So that median price has went up 14.1%. And the average sales price went from to $620,000. So the average sales price went up 17% year over year. Percentage of list price received. We've seen properties that's went up by a little over 1%, and they've went up to 102.6%. So just as a refresher to everyone, that means if a property was listed for $100,000, it sold for $102,600. Our average days on the market has unfortunately dropped in the state of New Jersey to 36 days from the time it's listed to sale to the time that it's sold. The affordability index has also dropped, and this is a pretty significant jump. So the affordability of housing in New Jersey dropped 17.6% year over year. And the number of homes for sale, relatively flat. It's down about 6%, but it's still just a little bit over 20,000. And the months of supply has increased from 2.7 months to 2.9 months. That's up 7%, which makes sense because there's more listings that are hitting the market. Now, I'm going to do a little bit of a micro dive in a couple of counties where the predominant amount of our listeners are at. So in Monmouth County, New Jersey, we've seen new listings jump by 10%. We've seen closed sales jump by almost 20%. From this time last year to this year. We've seen the median sales price go from $685,000 to $750,000, which is up almost 10%. Percentage of list price received, it's up slightly, but it's almost flat year over year. Inventory of homes for sale in the single family community is down 10%. So there's about a little over 1,000 single family homes for sale. And the month supply of inventory is flat. It was 2.6% last year. It's 2.6% this year. Now, I think it's important to break down single family, townhouse, and adult community because it can help show you where the opportunity is. So when we look at townhouses, where we just looked at single family, new listings have went up 36% year over year. Closed sales have jumped almost 50%. Days on market, is it 40 days on market? That's up from 36 last year. Median sales price is up 18%, and it's $514,000. Percentage of list price received, it's a little over 100%, which is pretty much flat from last year. Inventory of homes for sale, jumped to 33% from last year. And the month supply of inventory went from 2.1 to 2.8, which is an increase of 33%. So just comparing that really quickly to single family homes, listings for single family homes went up 10%. Listings for townhouses have jumped 36%. So if you have clients that are looking for a townhouse or a condo, there's more of them available on the market as percentage-wise as compared to the single family home. So that's a great statistic, and it's a move in the right direction. Adult community, however, has become even more difficult to get a deal accepted on. So new listings have dropped 5%, closed sales are down 7%, days on the market are down, so they're going at a faster clip. But interesting enough, the median sales price has stayed virtually flat. It was $293,000 last year. It was $493,000 this time last year, and it's $495,000 this year. So it's almost no increase in median sales price. Percentage of list price received has actually went down. It's under 100%. So it's at 98.3%, meaning if you purchased a property for $100,000, or if it was listed for sale for $100,000, it would have sold for $98,300. In the months of supply of inventory is flat as well. So when you compare those three different categories in Monmouth County, single family homes, townhouses, and adult communities, the sweet spot seems to be in the townhouse condo because there's a lot of inventory that's hitting the market in those areas. That could be really good for our first time home buyers because the median price on those properties are $514,000, which can make it affordable for them. When we look at Ocean County, we see the market shifting a little bit. So single family homes in Ocean County, inventory is up 11%. Closed sales are flat. Days on the market are down slightly. Median sales price still has increased. It went from $500,000 to $587,000, which is up 17%. Percentage of list price received is flat at about 100. And month supplies of inventory is flat at about 2.6. When we look at the townhouse market, big surge of townhouses for sale in Monmouth County, townhouses and condos. When you go to Ocean County, inventory's down, and it's down 10%. Closed sales are down. Days on market went from 52 days on market this time last year to 25 days on market. So there's just no inventory and the properties are moving extremely quickly. Your median sales price went from 330 to 382, an increase of 16%. And as you would imagine, as the inventory's gotten really tight there, the percentage of list price received has went up as well, and that's at 101.8%. Month supply of inventory is at 2.3%. In the adult community, inventory is pretty much flat with new listings last year to this year. Closed sales are up 17%. Days on market is flat. Median sales price went from 270 to 315, which is an increase of over 16%. Percent of list price received is at 99, which is pretty much flat over last year. And the month supply of inventory is at 1.8, and that is a decline from this time last year. And the last county I wanted to take a look at was Middlesex County. And what I'm really curious to see in Middlesex County are townhouses in adult community. Middlesex has a lot of adult community complexes there. But let's start with single family. So new listings in the market, they're up 12% this time this year or compared to last year. Closed sales are up 13%. Days on the market has dropped 22% from 41 to 32. And the median sales price really has ticked up significantly from 470 last year to 570 this year. They're up 21%. And this is really kind of an unfortunate number. Percentage of list price received in Middlesex County, it's at 105.3%. Sell a house for $100,000, it's going to go for $105,300. Now, it's not that big of a deal on a $100,000 property, but no properties go for $100,000. If you put that into perspective on a $1 million property, a $1 million property that was listed for $1 million is selling for $1,053,000, so a $53,000 increase for that type of property. Month supply of inventory is down significantly to 37%, which really explains why the percentage of list price received has went up. In the month supply of inventory obviously would have dropped, and it's down to 2.2%, which is a significant drop from last year, down by 31%. Now let's take a look at the townhouse and the adult communities. So the new listings for townhouses are up a modest 6%. Sales are down 25% or closed sales. Days on market has tumbled as well to 24 or 35, down 35%. Median sales price is $422,000 as compared to this time last year where they were $380,000, up 11%. I would imagine before I even look at it that the percentage of list price received probably went up as well. And that went up to 105.5%. It makes sense. Overall inventory is down 38%, and that's going to force the price up. And bidding wars, month supply of inventory, 1.8 months. That's down significantly as well. In the adult community, let's say, new listings are down 4%, closed sales are down 6%, days on market, yeah, they're down 10%, so they're selling faster. Median sales price went from 365 to 430. That's up 17%. Percentage of list price received is flat, is right at about 100. And the month supply of the inventory is obviously down significantly, down 24%. And the month of supply of inventory is 2.4%. So, depending on somebody's price point, depending on the type of property that they're looking for, it looks like Monmouth County, Monmouth and Ocean County, that townhouse and condo market could be a sweet spot for people looking to purchase a home. Inventory certainly on the rise in single family properties as well. The adult community just remains extremely tight in all three of those counties. Now we can break down this information for you by any county that you're looking for in the state of New Jersey. For purposes of time, I'm just kind of giving you some high-level bullet points, but I can drill this data down much more specifically for you. So if you need the information or you're interested in more information, just reach out to me directly, greg@yourmortgageprocess.com, and I'll get the information sent over to you. We'll have another update for you in New Jersey and some of these counties that we went through today, this time next month. In the interim, again, if you need anything, just reach out. I appreciate everyone for listening, and I hope you have a great day. Look forward to catching up with you next week, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process, hosted by Greg Wareham, produced by Greg Wareham and Nick Pavese at The Social Rift, and executively produced by The Social Rift. Thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.